Welcome to another episode of Why Not Meditate podcast. I'm your host, Masako Kozawa, a teacher and a student of mindfulness meditation. I am so happy that you're here. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are well. Today's episode is going to be a short solo episode. I would like to share what I've been noticing lately. I'm sure you all know the concept of the observer effect. You know, when someone is observing something or somebody, the mere act of the observation modifies how it behaves and therefore the outcome of the behavior. So observer effects can happen in different areas. It has been studied in human cognition, computer science, and also in quantum physics. Let me give you examples in each area just to lay a foundation for what I am going to share in this episode. If you know that you are being watched by someone, your behaviors are likely modified. Imagine at a workplace, if you know your boss is in town and walking around, you might work harder or you might pretend to work harder than you would if the boss was not there. Another example is, suppose you are a researcher and you are conducting an experiment and you have a certain desired outcome in your mind. Even if you did not express your desired outcome to the participants you are observing, you could unconsciously affect the participants and how they respond. Those are the examples of the observer effects in human cognition. It could also happen in the field of computer science. It's been known that a software bug seems to disappear or change its behavior when someone attempts to study it. That's interesting. And the most fascinating examples are in quantum physics. I will not go into the details here, but the gist is that when we observe a quantum property, such as an electron, somehow it knows it's being observed and stops what it was doing. There is a famous experiment called double slit experiment. I will leave a link to the short video on the show notes, which beautifully explains about this experiment. What we know from that experiment is that electrons act as waves when they are not being watched. However, when they are being watched, they act like particles. In other words, when we observe, things happen. And when we don't observe, things don't happen. I just find it fascinating. So what do all these examples mean to our everyday life? Well, we know all things are made out of atoms, including ourselves. And atoms are mostly made of energy and a little bit of particles, right? One of the things I have noticed over the course of the last 5 years, which I find so fascinating, is that my physical body seems to shift its form depending on whether I am in a relationship or not. I have noticed a pattern. When my body is being observed and adored by another person, it seems to change its shape on its own without me doing anything in particular. Of course, when you're in a happy relationship, you feel positive emotions and there are physiological changes that are happening internally, right? Through some brain chemicals being released and affecting the cells. But I think it goes beyond that. I think the mere sense of being observed somehow activates and elevates our cells and shows up externally as a changed body shape. So seeing this happening to me got me thinking. When I don't have a partner, when I am in between relationships, is it possible for me to observe my body with a sense of adoration? Would that have a similar observer effect on my body? It might not be the same, but I believe it does. If you really think about it, isn't that how self-love and self-care play an important role in our well-being? So here's a question for you. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as somebody who deserves love and devotion? Do you see yourself as somebody who deserves to receive nourishment, comfort, and pleasures? I shared in episode 100 about how we perceive and treat our life determines how life responds to us. When we neglect ourselves, I think our body knows it, and it seems to start acting accordingly. It feels abandoned and it withdraws. It might stop functioning because nobody is really paying attention to it. And isn't that why being present with ourselves and being aware of our thoughts and emotions is so critical? Because whenever we are distracted with something external, we are being absent from ourselves. And when we prioritize someone else or something else by sacrificing ourselves, we are actually sending a clear message to ourselves that we don't really deserve our love and care that we give to someone or something else. Our body is receiving the message that it is not worthy of our attention. So, what kind of attention are you giving to yourself? How often do you say or think something negative about yourself or your body or anything about yourself? I'm not pretty enough, or I don't like my thighs, or whatever that could be. If the cells of our body modify the state of their being according to our observation, we cannot really afford to think or say anything negative about ourselves, can we? This is a cliche, but the way you see yourself and treat yourself sets the standard of how others see you and treat you. Somehow, other people can sense it, and they almost unconsciously act accordingly. Or rather, you only meet or attract those who match with the frequency that you are emitting. And that is why, good portion of last year, I devoted myself to deepening and enriching the relationship I have with myself. You know, whenever you find yourself in a situation where you cannot seem to find a partner you desire, or a job you feel you deserve, or friends you can deeply connect with, or whatever that is, it is really because of you. It's not because all good men or women are taken, or it's the economy, or it's because you live in LA or New York City or Kansas or wherever. No, it's none of it. It is solely because of the energetic signature that you are embodying. It is also because your frequency and their frequency, whether that's a person or a job, are not a match. They are not aligned, and anything that is out of alignment cannot stay together and has to fall apart somehow, eventually. Isn't that great news, though? It means you only really need to work on yourself. The beliefs you have are creating your external reality, which is your life experience, right? When you want a different experience, then it only takes changing yourself. And that is so much easier than waiting for someone else to change. Okay, before we wrap up this episode, I want to give you a few journal prompts you can reflect upon this week. You can pause after each prompt and journal, or you can listen through the episode and then journal later. I'll leave the prompts in the show notes for your convenience. Here are the prompts. Number one, how do you desire to be seen and treated by the people close to you? Number two, is that how you see and treat yourself currently? Or is there a gap? Number three, if there is a gap, let's shift how you see and treat yourself. What is one simple step you can take this week to better see and treat yourself? I hope this helps you clarify some things and become a better observer. You see, the bottom line is that we all create our own reality by being the observer of our reality. Whatever we give energy to grows, right? We have more power to shape our reality than we've been programmed to believe. So let's become responsible observers of ourselves. Let's start seeing ourselves from the perspective of somebody who admires us, somebody who thinks highly of us, somebody who wants to treat us as nicely as possible. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As you know, my mission of doing this podcast is to spread the good news of meditation and heal humanity. If this conversation was helpful or if it inspired you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating anywhere you are listening to this podcast and a written review if you are listening on Apple Podcasts. Please share it with your friends and on your social media. Any of these actions will help us spread the message. Well, I hope you have an amazing week, and I will see you in the next episode of Why Not Meditate? Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, subscribe and leave a review. Also, share the episode with a friend who might benefit from meditation. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, why not meditate?